was probably one of the greatest days in their life.
I work for a man. I do his purchasing. I spend thousands of dollars on a regular basis. I negotiate on his behalf. He's given me authority to spend his money, to negotiate, to make commitments, and I do it in his name. He doesn't do it. I do it in his name, and you know who gets the credit? He does.
If the deal's cut and the money's made, you know who gets the credit? He does.
Now, I share in that. I benefit from that. You know, I get some praise, or I get some recognition, thank you, for that. But ultimately, it all goes right back to him. And the truth of the matter is, without him, all my great negotiating skills and my understanding of this and that, it'd be for naught if I wasn't working for him in his name. And the disciples here, in my estimation, had a great awakening that day when he told them, look, guys, you may be the greatest preacher, the greatest singer, the greatest whatever, but unless you're going in the name of the Father, you're smaller than a little child. You don't really amount to much in the kingdom of God. You're just like a baby. You can't even change its own diaper unless you're going in the name of the Father. And so that's, I had more to say, but out of respect to time and our circumstances, I just want you to know that I'm excited. I think I really appreciated Sunday service and the words that are coming forth and our desire to grow. We have a great family. We have a great family. And it's a privilege. We're going someplace. You know, and when we get there, we'll look around and pat each other on the back and shake hands and say, wow, we're in a great family. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Because the more I think about it, the more I'm so thankful. Last night, two things happened. And now I know why I got a good blessing Sunday night. After I tell you about what I went through, you know, I took everything good. I was going to the freeway at 8 o'clock last night or 8:30. Had a blowout. Didn't lose control. Pulled over. We were going to change the tire, and my tire was flat, the spare tire. So we had to call for help, and they, my car's in the shop right now. I get home, someone brought me home and walked in, and the house was filled with smoke. And I was like, oh my God, it stinks horrible. And if y'all ever left a Teflon skillet on, that's poisonous. I killed a bird with that one time. Not on purpose. Brittany gave me my niece gave me a bird for my birthday 4 years ago, and I had him on the next room to the kitchen, and I didn't know anything about Teflon, and next day the bird was dead. And that's what they told me, the vet. And so you're supposed to keep the bird away from the kitchen, you know, but now too late to know that. But anyways, that hamburger meat that was in the skillet that I thought I had turned off. I mean, you know, I have one of those stoves that it's got a safe thing, but it's like real, real faint. But it wasn't faint enough to burn that beef to, horrible, like cold charcoal in the skillet. And the lid was on there. And when I pulled it, I was like, oh my God. I took it outside right away. Had to open all the windows. And I started getting a headache really bad. And I prayed before I went to bed. And I said, Lord, if you want to take me, you know, I guess it's okay, you know. I can't tell you not to because you're the boss. But when I woke up, I go, oh, I'm alive. Thank you, Lord, you know. So that's twice that I could have, you know, got killed, but God spared me the blowout. And also standing, oh, my goodness, if you ever stood by the freeway, you're like, you know, I don't care how big you are, you'd be flying when the cars go by, big old semi-trucks, you know, and I've heard of people getting killed on the side of the road. And I called Philip and I said, pray. I wasn't calling for help. He goes, Mom, do you need? I said, no. I said, I want y'all to pray, because we're standing out here and these people are getting too close to us, you know, and they might run over us or something. Just pray, you know. So that's all I want to say. I just want to thank God that he spared me. That's twice, my car and my house. Yeah, I could have gotten killed. My house could have burned down, but it's still there. Stinks like crazy. But, you know, and I'm burning candles right now. But I got all the windows rolled down. It was hot and everything, but still, I didn't want to get sick. But that Teflon, you know, in case anybody didn't know, that's poisonous. So don't let it sit on your stove too long. Anyway, I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful that he cared enough for me.
I'm just really thankful to be here tonight in the house of the Lord. And I want to say thank you, Lord, so much. And I didn't want to leave here tonight without saying I love you, Lord, and thank you for everything you've done for us in the church and everything. And pray that me and my grandma and my dad will be okay. And I just want to thank the Lord for letting us be here tonight.
I know we always think of, I always think of God as a, I've always thought of him as growing up as he's watching every move I make and just waiting for me to make a mistake. You just step out of line and I'm going to slap you down. And I've always heard that scripture growing up, and you know, in the day of adversity, consider. And I always thought that meant whenever I'm going through adversity, that means that I need to be considering what I did to bring that on. What did I do? How did I mess up this time? God, what did I do? And I know that in the that does mean that to a certain extent. But I asked Brother Smith about that one time. I was going through something at work and said, in the day of adversity, consider, what am I supposed to consider? And Brother Smith sent me a text back, said, you should consider that you're a child of God. And you've got and he didn't say this, but it's what I think. We've got dominion over all these things, over this terrible thing that's happened down in Tyler. You know, I think the hardest scripture in the Bible to remember by far, and to truly believe, you know, is take the whole word needed up, Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. That's all things. That's not, you know, it's not just winning the lottery, if you play the lottery, or meeting that special someone. It's this situation in Tyler. It's all things. And we can't see it. We can't see it, but it happened to me today. I was out riding around, and I don't know if some of y'all don't remember this, but about 3 or 4 years ago, I was playing basketball over here in the gym and took off running for a rebound and heard a bang. I mean, it sounded like a gunshot. I thought it really was a gunshot. And I hit the ground like I had been hit with a baseball bat. And I ruptured my Achilles tendon, pulled it completely off. My foot just a flopping. I was laying there on that gym floor just a hollering. I could hear myself hollering. And I was thinking, you sound like an idiot. Okay, you can holler one more time, and then you're going to quit hollering. And guess what? I kept right on hollering. And that was, I don't know what it was about that, but that was one of the worst things I've ever been through. I mean, I don't know if it's the fact that everything is connected to your Achilles tendon. I mean, it got in my head. I don't know if it was the hydrocodone that they had me on, but I was a basket case. And I went through that, and it lasted for months. I mean, I made my wife and kids miserable. I made everybody I was around miserable. I could go on with the stories of what all happened during that time. But all that time I went through that, I wondered, why did I have to go through that? You know, why did God allow that? Not, you know, to this day, I can't see a TV commercial with somebody in a cast. Oh, I got to change that channel. I can't stand it because I didn't know I was claustrophobic until I got off in that cast. So anyway, I went through all this and always wondered, and that's been, 3 or 4 years ago. And I was out, like I said, riding around today, and I saw a man sitting in a truck down by the river, and it looked like he was talking on the phone. And I just stopped and tapped on his window, and he got out of his truck, and he was an off-duty Little Rock cop, and he had his foot in a boot, the same boot that I used to wear. And he got out of that car, and the way he was walking, because when you rupture your Achilles tendon, you never want to stand up on your tiptoes. And you can always tell somebody that's got one, they'll walk on the side of their feet. And when he got out of that truck, I said, "You ruptured your Achilles tendon, didn't you?" He goes, "How did you know?" I said, "Well, because I've done it." So we started talking, and he was sitting down there at the river going through the same thing I'd went through. He was just agonizing, "Am I going to lose my job?" All these things, these doubts and these things attack you, and you think, will I ever walk again? Will I ever be able to stand up on my tiptoes? And I told him, he said, well, and he said he'd already heard that athletes call it a career-ending injury. I said, well, it's not that it ends your career. It's just the recovery is so long that by the time you come through it, your other people have, you know, you're behind the curve. But, yeah, sure, you'll run again, you'll walk again and all that. But we sat there and talked for about, oh, Lord, 35, 40 minutes. And when I was going through this years ago, if you had told me that I would come across a man that I could invite to church based on the fact that he had a ruptured Achilles tendon, I would have never believed that. Because I would have been so wrapped up in my own anguish, if you will, at the time. And he had the exact same concerns I had, the exact. I used to think when I was up inside that cast that my leg was going to atrophy, that muscle was never going to come back. My right leg was going to be half the size of my left leg when it came out. And you know, these doubts and this junk starts going through your head. I told him, I said, look, I've been there. I know what you're saying. And, you know, so I don't know why I went there, but this really happened today. And then when I heard this thing with this horrible tragedy, I don't mean to call it a thing and trivialize it, but there's a reason. There's a reason for everything we go through, whether it's to prepare us for something on down the road, whether it's to prepare us to where what we've got a testimony. Now, we can say we didn't hear this is how this is. We can say we've been there. We know. This is exactly why we've had to go through the things we've had to go through. And I'm thankful that, you know, when I went through that, I had my family. I had this church family as a support network, as the city of refuge, like they talk about in the Old Testament. This man obviously had none of that. I mean, and he didn't. And he told me, he said, there's a reason why you were here today. And I don't know what he was contemplating doing. I don't have a clue. But why this man is sitting in a truck by himself down at Murray Park is just beyond me. I don't know. And so who knows? But God knows, and he may come, and he may not. But all we can do is do what we can do, do what we know to do, and go on and best go on about our business. And I want y'all to know how thankful I am. You know, Nathan mentioned our church family. You know, that's something that I take for granted when I look around and the people I have to associate with on a daily basis for the work or whatever. And these people, they don't have that. I mean, to them, it's, you know, to them it seems so alien. You go to church on Wednesday night and you sit at church all day long from 9 o'clock till 8 o'clock on Sunday. What do they do? What do they do? I can't even imagine. What would I do myself? You know, this is what, do what? Well, no doubt. I do that enough like it is. But I am appreciative, and I thank God for keeping his hand over us as much. You know, we've talked, you know, many times I've heard it mentioned that this body of people has so few tragedies compared to everybody else in the world, in the natural world, and you hear about all, and so when it does happen, I mean, I have to believe Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good, and I appreciate this church and everything that God is doing for us.
Haven't sang this song in a while. And may kind of run through it on the piano just a minute before I start singing it. I think it's fitting for tonight. The long dark night out on the open sea, my faith alone 'Cause I'd have known, and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor hold, though the ship's been battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I faced the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions and I've had dreams. I've even held them in my hand. But I never knew they would slip right through like they were only grains of sand. But the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen as I faced the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. And I have been young, but I'm older now. And there has been beauty these eyes have seen. But it was in the night, through the storms of my life, oh, that's where God proved his love for me. And the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Oh, the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen, oh, on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Hold, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas, and the anchor holds in spite of the storm. Anchor holds, the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas, and the anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, and sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas, the anchor holds by the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds by the storm. The ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen, oh, on my knees as I face those raging seas. In spite of the storm, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, the anchor holds,
God's door. Oh, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Aren't you glad you came tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hold each other in prayer this week, and let's come back Sunday expecting. It was D.L. Moody that said this. He said, "You'll receive what you came expecting." What are we gonna receive Sunday? Yeah. So let's come expecting Sunday, and let's hold each other in prayer. Call someone that wasn't here. Call Brother Fleming or Brother and Sister Wallace or Brother and Sister Weaver or some of the other ones. Encourage them. Lift them up. Help them. It's good to have Sister Rochella back. We prayed for you, Sister Rochella. And then Brother and Sister Tally, it was good to have you. And what's the matter? Oh, she wants prayer. Okay. Well, let's remember her in prayer, too. So, all right. It's like Bo Smith always says, shake hands and be friendly. God bless y'all.
For the